We're back for a whole new season.
Yay! It's America's Voice of
Nomadia! Yeah, kid, we're excited too.
On the season premiere of America's Funniest Home Videos. We'll show you what we've been up to all summer. And what others were up to last winter. We'll see a pack of puppies. Some girls that just want to have fun. And more of your favorite videos. We're AFV. And now, here he is to throw out the first hello. It's Tom Bergeron.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello there. Welcome. Welcome to the 21st season of America's Funniest Home Videos. 21 seasons, huh? That's an incredible number. Now, in blackjack, of course, 21 is perfection. Of course, that's a card game. At AFE, it's a little different. None of the people who've helped us get to 21 are playing with a full deck.
Here's one divot you can't replace. Brian is great at this trick. This isn't Brian. Sure, we can put a man on the moon, but we shouldn't put a kid in this field. What happens when a baby goes through a tunnel? Tunnel vision. Will all cute dogs please raise their ears?
Please do it, baby.
Here we are, January 2nd.
Hey, shut it off.
Okay.
If you're going to fall in the snow, you might as well do it a foot from a hot tub.
Ooh.
Well, this explains why Dave has that fresh pine scent. I don't know if he shattered any records, but he sure shattered something.
Certain amount of cuteness per show, and that's deemed necessary by the FCC, the Federal Cuteness Commission. You probably have heard of them. We usually like to spread the cute out, if only to prevent diabetic comas, but tonight we're living on the edge. We're using our entire allotment all at once. It's a cuterama, so get ready for a sugar rush.
Tired of the rat race? Try the wiener race. Rub-a-dub-dub, there's puppies in a tub.
Good morning, puppies.
When they're all still, when they all get still, and they stop moving.
They might look the same, but you know which one's smartest? The one who waits where the food's gonna be.
Good.
I hope some of that food goes to his hips, if only to weigh him down.
Ha ha ha!
Christy.
What is it, girl? There's trouble in the drywall?
And they said a bacon-flavored window was impossible. He's half Pomeranian, half Tasmanian devil. A Posmanian devil.
Nice little puppy.
The first day of school is always exciting. So is the last day of school. You know what isn't so exciting? That really long, boring part right in the middle.
Looks like someone flunked remedial walking. I know what it means when a conductor waves his baton, but what does it mean when he drops his keyboard?
There she comes!
Mom's excited about the first day of school. Of course, she didn't have to go.
How was your first day of school?
I got the blues.
What's wrong?
I got the blues.
You got the blues?
Forget the thinking cap. He needs a thinking helmet. This teacher grades on a curve and teaches on the floor. Finally, something worse than having to eat cafeteria food.
I don't want to brag, but almost every week, we are the number one show in our time slot with teenage boys. What's our secret? Videos of teenage girls.
You know, feet aren't the only part of a dancer's body that gets sore. This is not what we meant when we told you to get it on tape. This pajama party has a strict penalty for hogging the camera. She's recreating the opening of Friends. I'll be there for you with a towel. Hey, girls, that's for table tennis, not table dancing. The bathing suit's a two-piece. Let's hope she stays in one piece.
You know, racehorses, they have a nice life. After they're done winning money and glory, they're put out to stud, where all they do is eat, sleep, and mate. You're like Hugh Hefner with hooves.
Let's say I want it. Let's say I want what's over there. Let's say I know it. Let's say I know it anywhere.
funny video to ABC.com.
Some great people have called Illinois home. President Lincoln, President Obama, Oprah Winfrey. Now, of course, it's also home to the people featured in our state spotlight. So that kind of even sinks out.
Tonight, the Midwest is the center of attention. We're going to Illinois.
Now, look out.
Grandpa's having a hard enough time. He doesn't need to go picking up hitchhikers. They say Chicago is the Windy City. I say Gray's Lake can hold its own.
I want to drive.
You want me to pull over?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, who's gonna work the pedals? Who's gonna work the pedals?
So that's what you mean by a dog trainer. There's a little llama mama drama in Glenview.
Oh!
Flashing right one right there.
It's recording, watch. Give me five, dude. Give me five, all right. Give me five, you high five. You high five. Five. Give me five, dude. All right.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be an easier way to open a mailbox.
Now that you can upload videos, you can send them to us on Sunday instead of waiting till Monday to mail them. And that's great for us, because if you had to wait until Monday, you might sleep on it and have second thoughts. So thank you, Internet, for making questionable judgment instantaneous.
She's a little paranoid. She thought there was a snake on that branch. Trust me, there is no snake on that branch.
But Michelle scared him all away.
Personally, I wouldn't jump a ramp that had two skulls next to it.
Tell me what's going to happen.
Because he already pulled these two, and I got another one.
Let me see the two that he pulled. Open wide. Okay, so the bird pulled those two teeth.
Uh-huh.
And which one's he going to pull now?
This one.
Is it a molar?
Uh-huh.
It's a wobbly molar?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see it.
Okay.
Polly, want a molar?
Oh. You get it?
Yeah.
Jumpy, jumpy, free! Free!
I'll bet Americans would watch a lot more soccer if there were more of this. Every motorcycle rider has a nickname. Meet Kickstand Kate.
A lot of baseball teams have special theme days to attract fans, like Bat Day, Ball Day, Old Timers Day, but very few of them have Bring Your Dog to the Game Day. And this might be why.
Hey,
that beautiful grass, I bet every dog in America wants to do that. One day, he'll be ready to poop in the big leagues. Huh. You'd think the guy with the glove would pick it up.
And now it's time to prove you don't have to be good to be great.
Plumbing the depths of our ignorance, it's Great Moments in Bad Ideas. Two dudes try to knock down tree with rope. Boy does monkey bars after eating buttered popcorn. Teen tries to hurdle barbecue.
Oh my God!
Girl skips geography class.
Yay! 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 I'm a vagina! Yay! I'm a vagina! I'm a vagina!
This has been AFE's Great Moments in Bad Ideas.
I think the only way to celebrate our 21st season is with some really big prizes, and this time we have outdone ourselves. Our three $100,000 winners this season will compete to win the ultimate grand prize, a chance to visit the newest Disney destinations and attractions. The grand prize video winner will be making memories at Aulani, the newest Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii, traveling on a group guided vacation with Adventures by Disney to their new 2011 season destination, Egypt, sailing aboard Disney Cruise Line's newest ship, the Disney Dream. And finally, traveling to the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida and Disneyland Resort in California. How great is that? Oh, yeah. We will also have three sweepstakes throughout the year where you at home will get a chance to win fabulous vacation experiences. A 10-night Disney cruise to the Mediterranean and magical vacations to the Disneyland Resort in California and the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. We'll tell you more about that throughout the season, how you could have a chance to win these fabulous prizes. So keep watching, because there could be a Disney memory waiting for you.
Vacationing with Disney is the way to create long-lasting memories. This season, our funniest video winner will win the ultimate Disney grand prize, a chance to visit the newest Disney destinations and attractions. The grand prize winner and three guests can see the pyramids and explore the tombs of the pharaohs and the Nile on a family vacation to Egypt from Adventures by Disney. They'll be one of the first to stay at Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii. This new beachfront resort, inspired by the culture and tradition of Hawaii, offers a perfect vacation for families, relaxation and natural beauty for adults, and Disney fun for kids. They'll also sail on the Disney Dream, Disney Cruise Line's newest ship, arriving in 2011. The Disney Dream features state-of-the-art technology and a cruise industry first, the Aqueduct, the very first water coaster at sea. Then they'll travel to the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida to spend a night in the Cinderella Castle Suite. And at the Disneyland Resort in California, the winner can check out the World of Color, a new nighttime water spectacular at Disney California Adventure Park. Keep watching AFE all season long to learn how you at home could be a winner of a magical Disney vacation. And let the memories begin.
Families spend time arguing over petty, inconsequential things. It's nice to finally see one engaged in robust debate over more important issues.
All right, guys, what TV show are you going to watch?
Bob's Family.
Tom Wilson.
No, Bob's Family.
Tom Wilson.
What's the name of the show?
Home Planet Fiddle Tom Wilson. Give me Tom Wilson.
Abby? What's your favorite show?
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget?
Yeah.
Do you like Tom Bergeron?
Yeah.
Or do you like Bob Saget?
Bob Saget.
Who do you like better, Tom Bergeron or Bob Saget?
Tom Bergeron.
Abby, which one do you like better?
Bob Saget.
Oh, that was fun. I think it's safe to say they're both right. especially the boy. While the debate simmers on, let's enjoy these clips. You'll enjoy them, right? I thought so.
Hey, there's got to be a better way to clear the table. From the moment of birth, mothers and daughters share a very special connection.
Let's go. Keep it going.
One more time.
Ready? Yeah.
You call it a leak from the ceiling. He calls it refreshing. Dude, before you go sledding, at least look at the bottom of the hill. I don't know if he overestimated the strength of that rope or underestimated his weight. First stop, drive through. Second stop, car wash.
Good, 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 good stuff, isn't it? My, look at that. Wow. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff, isn't it? Oh, my. Oh, I bet you'd like some of this, wouldn't you? Oh, yes. Oopsie. There you go.
It is time to open your ears and turn on our imagination. It is time for Name That Sound.
Name that sound. Name that sound. Name that sound.
This next video features a man who is filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And apparently the Lord has had it up to here.
I am free, praise the Lord, I'm free, no longer bound, no more chains holding me, my soul is resting, it's just a blessing.
And now it's time to play What's in the Bedpan? Whatever it is, we'll find out when AFE returns. Welcome back to AFE's What's in the Bedpan? I'm betting that it's much cuter than anything you were expecting.
Dog, Bugs, even if they're cutely popping out of a bedpan, generally make terrible actors. They never remember their lines. And they always lick their, you know what, right before a kissing scene. But we did manage to find seven dogs that would be perfect for a story we all know and love.
And now, The Seven Dwarves, starring seven dogs.
Good girl. Smile.
Happy.
Pretty smile. Smile. Good girl.
Sneezy. Dopey. Bashful.
That can clean the gallon, Glenn Sandy.
Grumpy.
Want a bath?
Ow! Sleepy. Doc.
Does he shake when he gets up the ladder?
Oh, yeah.
This has been The Seven Dwarfs, starring seven dogs.
You know, it's important to take some time for yourself each week, even if it's just a few minutes, to count your blessings. We do a variation of that here at AFV. We take an hour each week to count your bruisings.
It's a kiddapult. I hope this is recyclable, because I'd love to see this again.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Good.
What'd you do yesterday?
Dive off the diving board and go in the pool.
What about T-ball?
When you're telling your dad about your day, you gotta start with the highlights.
My tag breaking.
I pooped in my pants, Dad.
I love you.
I pooped in my pants.
Oh, you wouldn't think you'd need a cup to go swimming.
Oh, God.
Pretty quick for 112 years old.
I think you jump off it.
This is a good way to break a limb. And that tree branch.
Oh, are you okay?
Mary had a little lamb, and the lamb had a little something else.
There are so many lines I want to use, but we're on too early. From an evolutionary standpoint, humans have body hair to protect us from the elements. But one element it can't protect us from is hot wax.
Funny video by uploading to the AFV homepage at abc.com.
I'm not superstitious, but sometimes saying something out loud can be a jinx, like the guy who says, I don't need a spare key. That's the guy who locks himself out of his house in his underwear. Now, listen to what these folks have to say and watch how it comes back to bite them.
Okay, Joe. There's a camera. Hey, there's a camera. Awesome. Hello. Hi. This is not spooky. This is not. You hear me?
What's going on? Look at little Nicholas. Hi, Nicholas.
Oh, no.
Don't puke on.
Oh, she did.
That's awesome. I got it on video. I was so scared when this little frog, I went to open the door. Hi, and there it was. It scared the crap out of me. Hey, he's gonna jump on me and I'll die. I think he wants to jump. I know, don't look at me so much. Look.
Here's Natalie.
Hi, I'm Natalie.
She's riding without training wheels.
Throw him up in there again like you did a while ago and see if he just flies somewhere else and lands.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, look here.
It's recording now.
Oh, it's recording?
See if he lands somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not real loud and obnoxious. It's just smooth, just like me.
You know, when you go to a concert and the band saves their best songs until near the end of the show, well, we are near the end of our show, so we've saved some of our best clips, and you don't even need to jump on your chair and wave your lighter around.
Got some goodies you gotta get out.
Do not adjust the color. There's nothing wrong with your TV.
You can do it. You can do it, baby. Come on, let him out, babe.
He could go all the way, but his pants won't. He puts the oh in pogo.
Oh.
Did I get on a film?
Yeah.
These fatigues are really wearing him out.
Kids, what are you doing?
Boogie board, go downstairs, take two. Go.
Ready? Yoga balls are good for your back. Little brothers, not so much. If that tree is going down, it's taking someone with it.
Here is a fun new game that is sweeping the nation. All you need is a box of cookies, a couple of friends, and a face. Lean back, put a cookie on your forehead, and see who can fill their cookie hole first using only their mugging muscles. Check it out.
Ready, go!
And we have a winner!
Oh,
keep going! Try again! Really sad if you
And that, believe it or not, is also tonight's Assignment America. Get your favorite cookie, your favorite friends, and your favorite face, and put them all to work. Just tell them where to send them.
Tonight's Assignment America is guaranteed to turn your family and friends into a bunch of cookie monsters. It's simple, it's delicious, and you could win $10,000 or even $100,000 in our contest. Just lean back, place a cookie on your forehead, and then see how fast you can get it to your mouth just by flexing your face. Then, hurry and send those videos off to us, right here at AFV. P.O. Box 4333, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or you can send your video by uploading to the AFV homepage at abc.com. For full contest rules, log on to abc.com or write the address above. Show us your best cookie face and you could be rolling in dough.
Time to give away tonight's prizes. $10,000 for first place, $3,000 for second, $2,000 for third. But now, let's meet our nominees. The first video hoping to claim tonight's prize, Pool of Drool, sent in by the Rude family from Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
First stop, drive through. Second stop, car wash.
Oh, I'd like some of the food. Oh, yeah. Let's see. There you go.
The next video in the run for the money, Red Means Go, sent in by the Crawford family from Marietta, Georgia.
Oh, you can do it.
Do not adjust the color. There's nothing wrong with your TV.
You can do it. You can do it, baby.
And rounding out the field, our third nominee, Cookie Face Race, set in by Kelly Turban and family from Springville, Utah.
Go! And we have a winner!
Oh, man. All right, our audience has seen the three nominees. It's time for you all to vote now. And while they do, we tip our hats to some other great clips in tonight's show, our honorable mentions. Of our voting, our third place $2,000 winner is Pool of Drool, sent in by the Rude family from Bismarck, North Dakota. And the winner of the $10,000 in tonight's funniest home video is Cookie Face Race, sent in by Kelly Turban and family from Springville, Utah. Well, well, well. You're Kelly, I would assume. Kelly, our cinematographer. And, of course, the familiar faces, the stars. Which one's Elias? All right, Elias and George and Marilyn. Whose idea was it?
This is just what happens when the Kerbans get together.
Oh, really? I'm glad you did it. I'm sure you're glad you did.
Because yes.
You got 10,000. You know how many cookies you can buy with $10,000? And you get to come back for our $100,000 show later in the season. So congratulations to the Kerban family. You know, usually I end the show by going to the center and telling people that they should, you know, upload to us, get rich, get famous, yada, yada, yada. I thought, in honor of your win, don't eat it.
You're not going to make us do this now.
I'm not going to make you do this now?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
If you want the check, you'll do it now. Remember, send in your videos. And you can do stuff like this on national television. We go out with the Kerban. See you next week. Foreheads, please. I'm going to sit back and watch. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.
Kristen Chenoweth joins the design team for a new extreme